إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على سيد الخلق، اللهم صلي وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، اللهم اجعلنا من شفعائه، اللهم اجعلنا في صحبته، اللهم لا تحرمنا شربة من حوضه، اللهم اجعلنا من جماعته وصحبته يوم لا ظل إلا ظلك يا كريم. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, you are in شهر رمضان which is already started, and we want to remind ourselves what is Ramadan is about and what type of rewards that we are getting and how it's a big festival, a celebration for all of us in terms of good deeds, in terms of rewards, in terms of the same thing that you could do in any other month, but the rewards are different. The rewards are much different. That's what we want to remind ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. This month of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it fasting, that type of a very special worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it special? If you look at any other worship, Allah is ordering you to do something. Fasting, Allah is ordering you not to do something. And if you look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering you not to do, is actually originally is allowed for you to do it in other month, in other time. And you stop it only for Allah. And that's why in the hadith, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. All what you do as a reward for you, except when you are fasting, because there's a matter of sincerity in this one. There's a matter of self-honesty in this one. And that's why where the rewards are great in this one. And I want to remind you with the hadith of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to tell you the amount of rewards in this one. في صحيح البخاري ومسلم إذا كان أول ليلة من رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وغلقت أبواب جهنم فلم يفتح منها باب وصفتت الشياطين ونادى مناد يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله فيه عتقاء في كل ليلة. I would repeat and translate a hadith to understand the huge rewards in this one. في كل ليلة, once Ramadan started, all the doors of paradise are open. None of the doors are closed. All of them. And on the opposite, all the doors of hellfire are closed. وغلقت, not غلقت, غلقت, that means this is to stress and emphasize the verb غلق, فعل, that means this is to stress it, emphasize the verb, that means it's locked, absolutely locked. فلم يفتح منها باب, none of its doors are open. وصفدت الشياطين, devils are tightened, handcuffed, the leaders, they cannot move around. وَنَادَى مُنَادٍ, and that's where the rewards are. يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرَ أَقْبِلْ, whoever means to do good action. And we will come back to this good action. أَقْبِلْ, now it's the time to do it. Now it's the time to do it, whatever it is. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرْ أَقْصَرْ, whoever means to do the wrong actions, the wrong doings, whatever it is, now is the time to stop it. It's not in Ramadan. That's not the time. It's not the time in any part of the year, but specifically in Ramadan, it's absolutely forbidden. وَلِلَّهِ فِي عُتَقَاءٌ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ, That's a huge word. If any one of us having this one as your objective to achieve, العرق من النار. من أعتقه الله من النار فلا يعذبه أبدا. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. If you are going to be exempted, released from hellfire torture, absolutely, you will not even smell the smoke of hell. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, in every day, there are people who are going to get that, this reward. And that's why it's the huge opportunity now. That's the month where you have to do it. Sahaba, they always finish one Ramadan and looking for the coming one. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Balighna Ramadan, that means make us live and reach to the next Ramadan. To live in Ramadan. To get the rewards in Ramadan. Because now it's the time. Whatever you do, you take huge rewards. Just a small example. Salatul Jama'ah. You know, it's said 27 times if you pray by yourself. But in Ramadan, you take 50 times of the 27. Just for every salah you do. And that's why where the festival is. That's why where the celebration is. That's why where the huge rewards are. It's not in any month. It's only in Ramadan. وَيَا بَغْيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلِ. Now it's the time to change your mindset. And think, what good actions can I do? And when we say good actions, we mean everything. بَغْيَ الْخَيْرِ. Everything good is the right time to do it. And I'll mention some of those good actions, which is problems among all of us, in every house of Muslims. قَطِعَةْ رَحِمْ. Relations with our relatives. بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Your parents. Those ones that you don't call, you don't ask about. Where are they? Where are they? Any type of zakah, any type of spending your money for good actions, that's the time to do it. Any type of good word, kalima tayyiba, that's the time to do it. Make your mindset change from whatever it is to a new mindset during Ramadan. Set it to enable you to push yourself to do the good actions in Ramadan. Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil. That's what the change that you have to do. Train your mindset now to change it to this one. How many of us have relatives, cousins, uncles, aunts that you've never ever called them? You've never asked, how are you? Where are you? Are you still alive or not? How many of us have problems with sisters and brothers? Your neighbor. Now it's the time to smoothen this. Remove these problems. يَا بَغْيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ. How many of us has parents that he never ever seen for years? And he's probably reluctant even to call and ask about them. Now it's the time to do it. Now it's the time to change. And you have to understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you to do the good actions. Al-Asi, the sinner, when he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asks, Rabbi. And all of us need to do that one, to come back to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to you. Abdi, Abdi, Abdi. Three times Allah will repeat this one, even if you are a sinner. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you, for everybody, to come and ask Allah for forgiveness. The door for repentance and forgiveness is always open. And it's much, much open now in Ramadan. And that's the opportunity that you need to take. Maghfiratullah, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not a given without you do something. You have to take the action and ask Allah for this forgiveness. Don't make it as it's granted. I'm going to be getting the forgiveness. What have you done to deserve this? Ask yourself. What have I done personally in each and every one of us individually? What have we done? That's the problem. And that's what Ramadan is. And I want to remind all of us, what's happened in Pakistan? Flooding. Millions of people are homeless. God knows how many died. How much money they need? Billions of dollars. How much money Muslims have? More than $1 trillion. How much money we really spend on zakat? Near to a zero. It's a fact. But why we're like this? Because we're not spending. And we are not spending what we have to spend. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do. We are not doing this. We have many, many types of zakat. But when it comes to spend for Allah, we're always coming to calculate exactly how much it is and trying to reduce it as if it's a tax reduction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, انفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه. You spend of what Allah makes you مستخلف. مستخلف, that means you are just a user for a certain time. You will not, and you have not been an owner of whatever you have. You are just a user for a certain time. The money that you have, the house that you live in, the wife that you have, the children that you have, it's everything for a certain time. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, mata'u al-hayat dunya. Al-mata' means a pleasure for a certain time. That's mata'. You get it for a certain time. Whatever the life is, it's going to finish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you. Muslims are suffering. Not because we don't believe in Allah. No, we believe in Allah. We believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us a very interesting hadith. He said, أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا لَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرِ. Yani, I'm not afraid that you are going to be kafir. Denier. You deny this. No, you still be a believer. But dunya, our life, and that fitna of our life, that's what I'm afraid of. And that's exactly what's happening to us. We are very keen about this dunya, and about pleasure in it, and about the money, and about the houses, and about everything. Our life changes to be extremely materialistic. And all of that actually belongs to Allah. يَوْمَ يَرِثُ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that will go. Because Allah is the owner, and you or I are just certain users to a certain time. Remember yourself, and remind yourself. And let me just remind you, the hadim al-lazzat. Remind you, the thing that always take us our pleasure away. Death. Imagine yourself in a coffin. That's you and I will be. It's a fact. It's a fact. You and I someday will be in this one. And we, you and I will be when we in the grave. It's a fact. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ولكن توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Life is just a certain pleasure for a certain time. The end of it for all of us is a grave. Whoever, whatever you are. And we need to remind ourselves. Put Jannah, whatever pleasure in it, as your objective. How can I achieve this? And if you can change your mindset to have that one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the opportunity now. That's what Ramadan is about. The opportunity to change your mindset and have Jannah as your objective. And take priority of everything good that you want to do or to say. A simple word. Kalima tayyiba. A simple word, a good word, might make two people in fighting get together. How many of us, husbands and wives, have problems, split or divorce and others? And if you look what happened, what exactly is the heart of the problem? It's just everybody has his selfishness. Everybody doesn't understand that I might have some actually bad habits, and the others have. Let me just don't try to pick on others and find that, yeah, she's doing this and doing that. What have you done? Have you been that good husband? هل اتقيت الله في هذه الزوجة? Your wife, you get that marriage contract بحق الله وباسم الله. That means in the name of Allah. That's what your wife is about. You are responsible. She's not a slave in the house. How many Muslims understand the concept that she's not just a chair or a piece of wood in the house? How much you are fair with your children and wife? Every action of this will be asked. If you have children and you give a kiss for one and not a kiss for the other, you will be asked, because that's not fair. Simple things like this makes a huge things in the Day of Judgment. If you have debts for anybody and you are reluctant to pay, now is the time to pay. Get rid of this. In the Day of Judgment, it's a huge torture. Specifically, if you can't afford to pay back. Brothers and sisters, يَا بَغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ. Whoever wants to do the good actions, whatever it is, it's the time. Now it's the time to change your mind to this. Now it's the time to look forward. Now it's the time to ask Allah for forgiveness. Remind yourself how many sins or how many bad actions, how heavy is my records of sins actually worth, and when? You find a lot. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Each and every one of us will read your sins in the Day of Judgment. That's enough for you to look. How bad have you done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many things in the Quran. What will happen in the Day of Judgment? We just want to remind ourselves how difficult and hard in the Day of Judgment you're going to be standing in front of Allah and be asked personally, what have you done in this? What have you done in that? In that day, in that time, you've done this action. What have you done? Why? You could have done this one, but you haven't. You can't lie. You can't say, yeah, I've been looking for my friend. There's no way to lie. It's no time. And just keep in mind, even people who are liars now will be lying even in the Day of Judgment. تَشْهَدْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. Your skin, eye, ears, every part of your body will be witness against you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us. You have to be that merciful person. ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. Just be merciful to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful with you. Because you are that type of person who deserves this. If you can take one step ahead, brothers, please. We need to remind ourselves, because that's what Ramadan is about. That's what Ramadan is about. يَا بَغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ. Whoever means to do the good actions, that's the right time to do it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعلنا في حياة وفي خير في هذا الشهر الكريم. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who extend our life and give us the opportunity to get to this Ramadan and the past Ramadan. But between the past one and this one, how many positive steps, how far you have improved. And when I say improved, change yourself to the right direction, to the right path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do it. Have you paid all your zakah? That's duty for Allah. Your zakah, if you haven't paid your zakah annually, whatever you have, remember, you would regret in the Day of Judgment that I could have done it. And just do it now. How much of us have to do duties and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even to accept it? Be sincere to Allah. That sincerity to Allah will drive you and push you to do the right actions. And that's what we need to change. The sincerity to Allah is much, much huge thing that will really easy to resist, because that will be the driver to do it. One of the things that we always do in Ramadan, everybody is keen to pray Taraweeh, which is a sunnah, which is very good, excellent. How many Fajr have you prayed? Which is the Fard. How many? That's what we have to ask ourselves. So when it comes to something which is a sunnah, you are very keen to do it. When it comes to Fajr, you probably have difficulty to find anybody who's praying Fajr. But even the rewards in Fajr is huge. Huge. Because when you pray Fajr, the whole angels of night angels and day angels will be witnesses, because they change shifts at that point in time. If you do it in Ramadan, it's 50 times whatever you get if you pray it in any other day. Salat al-Fajr is a huge change to this ummah. And the enemies of this ummah said a very good word about us. If Muslims, or most of them, will be praying Fajr every day, then we are in danger. I'll repeat what they said. And I'm not going to tell you who said that. He said, if Muslims, or most of them, pray Fajr on time, then we are in danger. Just by praying Fajr. Because praying Fajr is very resisting. To wake up when it's extremely cold, and to do wudu, and to pray Fajr, it's a huge change to us. Salat al-Fajr has huge rewards. And it's the time for Ramadan. If you can't start to practice it, wake up in Fajr. And wake up your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised one of the prophets, because he ordered his family to do وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًا. Prophet Ismail, just to order your family to wake up. You have to understand something. If you haven't done it, you will get your own sins. That's step number one. But every one of your family who follow, because you are the example for your children. And if you are not going to pray, they are not going to pray. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ ضَعْفَيْنِ. You will get double the torture. Why? Because you haven't done it, that's one. And you have been the example for other people, not doing because of you. Because you have been the example. Each and every one of us is the example for your children. If you don't do it, they don't do it. That's called leadership by example. You just have to do it. Your daughter, your son will do it. And that's the time to change. يَا بَغْيَا الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلِ. A huge change that we need to do as Muslims individually. لَا يُغَيْرُ اللَّهُ مَا بِقَوْمِ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ. That's the change that we individually need to do. And that's the month that we can start. This month, huge opportunities to ask Allah for forgiveness. Something that we are in badly need for. استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا. سبحان الله. Five rewards. Just keep yourself to the habit of asking Allah for forgiveness. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, whenever anyone asks him, I'm living in poor, I have difficulty, I don't have children, I need to get children, all of that, he has only one solution. Astaghfirullah. And some people ask, you always have one solution for all of them. He told them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Nuh, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. Five rewards. If you need, if you are, how much big in Africa that they are suffering from water? يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. استغفر الله. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for forgiveness. A story that happens 3-4 years ago, one of the scholars was telling them, it was in Yemen, and it was dry in the area that he was living. The people prayed Salat al-Istisqa, which is asked Allah for rain, many, many, many times. And no rain. Still absolutely dry. And in one day they have been praying Salat al-Jum'ah. And the Imam was just having a sincere Imam. who has really taken them from the heart, pushing the people to ask Allah for forgiveness, because you have to ask Allah for forgiveness with sincerity. اخلص الله في استغفار. Ask Allah, mean what you say. He makes everything change around him, and the rain can come at that night. There is huge change can happen to us if you just continuously asking Allah for forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that gate of forgiveness, which is not closed. باب التوبة وباب الاستغفار مفتوح. The gate for forgiveness and the gate for repentance is always open. It's 7/24, non-stop. Allah is waiting for you and I to do forgiveness. Allah is waiting for you and I to ask Allah for forgiveness. That's what you have to do, and that's Ramadan, your opportunity to do this. And everything will change around you. The man who came to Imam Ali كرم الله وجهه and asked him, I'm really suffering from very poor. He told him, he repeated many times, ask Allah for forgiveness. He told him, I have done forgiveness many times, but nothing happened. And then he told him, sit down. And then he teach him a dua to ask Allah for forgiveness. The whole dua is one to admit your sins. You have to tell and admit it. Allah, I have done this and I have done this and I have done that. That's your sins. Don't just ask Allah for forgiveness as if you are absolutely innocent and I'm just asking for on top of what I have done. Admit your sins to Allah and mean what you say. Then changes will happen. Be sincere when you ask Allah for forgiveness. Sincerity is a whole factor that we are missing as a Muslim. Allah gave us a whole surah, Surah Al-Ikhlas, the surah of sincerity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. But why is this about sincerity? Because to mean قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, you mean to change a lot of things inside your mind. Because that is, as the ulama said, amal al-qulub. That's the heart's action. And that's why you need to change your heart and cleanse it. You really need to cleanse it. To have that sincerity. To mean what you say. You cannot have anger against this and hate this one and hate this one and looking for this. And then you have sincerity. Your heart has to clean. Take out all your anger and hatred out of your heart. That's one step, number one. To be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't be sincere and you have anger against this and against that. If someone is making the wrong things, ask Allah for forgiveness. That's what all we have to do. If each and every one of us will do the action, everything will change around us. لَأَخْبَاغِ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ. Brothers and sisters, look at if you are going to be one of those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. لِلَّهِ فِيهِ عُتَقَى كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ. Every day there are lists of names that will be released. Released from hellfire torture. Try to get your name to that list. You will not know if your name is left or not. But don't guarantee that your name is already on the list. There's nothing to guarantee this. The only thing that ulama said to feel that you've done a change in your life or something better happened to you, if you do something good and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you continuously do it, tawfiqun min Allah. That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you now to be better. Now your forgiveness and your asking Allah for forgiveness has been probably accepted. Brothers and sisters, I hope inshaAllah this year and this time we can start to change. That's the main thing that we have to do. Change it to the better. Whatever better means to you, and each and every one of us knows how to do that. You know what's a good thing to do, and you know what things, bad things that you have to stop. And you have to take the action to do this one. Make it a day that make it in peace with everyone you know. Start with your wife and children. Start with your relatives, your parents, your cousins, your uncles. صلح الرحم. من أراد أن يبسط له في رزقه وينسى له في أثره فليصل رحمه. Rewards that you will get just by get that صلح الرحم, your blood relationship, you get that relationship. بسط الرزق ونسى الأثر. الأثر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that rizq easy for you. ونسى الأثر, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you inshaAllah long life, but long blessed life. That's the most important thing. It's not the length, it's the blessing in the life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت الثواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم, ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. والطف بنا يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا وارحمهم يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا وارحمهم يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا يا رب. اللهم استخدمنا في طاعتك. اللهم استخدمنا في طاعتك. اللهم يسر الحق على ألسنتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما, وتفرقنا تفرقا معصوما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محروما. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إن أمطرت علينا فحوالينا ولا علينا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم حوالينا ولا علينا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حوالينا ولا علينا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ارحم شهداءنا يا أكرم الأكرمين في هذا الشهر الكريم. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم ولا تجعلها حفرة من حفر النار. وتقبل صلاتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل على حبيبك مصطفاك صلاة من أمة بين السماوات والأرض. وصل على حبيبك مصطفاك من أمة يرضيك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وأقم الصلاة, إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.